Good morning, guys. This is Dina from the Royal Blue Candle. Here I am doing another episode, and I was thinking how my life will be. Sometimes you feel like you're stuck and you can't move. You feel like in a black hole and something's holding you back. Well, sometimes I feel that way, to be honest with you guys. This is why I do the episode almost on a daily basis now. Sometimes I miss certain days, sometimes I don't. It depends how I feel, my mood and everything. You know, it's tough, you know, in life, but sometimes I always try to look in a more positive, day. It's a positive day and it's going to be a positive year. So whenever I put a positive mindset, I know that I can change things around. You know, I'm always the optimistic type of person. But sometimes it's one of those days where it's like you look back 5-10 years from now and you feel like you wish you could have done something better. But then it's okay, you know, you focus on what you have now. And sometimes we don't want to focus on the things that we don't have. Focus on the things that we do have in life and try to build on that. And that's what I'm trying to do. But if you guys are in the blues and you feel like you're stuck, you don't know what to do, you know, you wish you could have done better, well, this is the podcast for us. So feeling stuck and held back from achieving one's full potential is a common experience that many people face at some point in their lives. So here are some insights and details that may help us understand and address this feeling. One is to identify the root causes. They're essential for the person to reflect on what might be causing them to feel stuck. This could be due to fear of failure, lack of self-confidence, external pressures, past experiences, or a variety of other reasons as well. So understanding the root cause is the first step towards overcoming these obstacles. And then limiting beliefs. Often our own beliefs and perceptions about ourselves can hold us back. These limiting beliefs can create a negative self-image and prevent us from taking risks or pursuing our goals. By challenging these beliefs and replacing them with more empowering thoughts, we can start to break free from feeling stuck. Setting clear goals. Setting specific achievable goals can provide directions and motivation for progress. Breaking down larger goals into smaller ones and manageable steps can make them less overwhelming and more attainable. Regularly reviewing and adjusting these goals can help us track progress and stay on course. Seeking support. It's important for individuals like us feeling stuck to reach out for support from friends, families, mentors, or a therapist. Talking about their feelings and challenges can provide new perspectives, encouragement, and guidance on how to move forward. Sometimes an outside perspective can offer valuable insights and solutions. They always say, you know, it's better to talk to a stranger because they don't know them. You know, and taking action, often taking small steps towards a goal can build momentum and create a sense of progress. Procrastination and indecisions can contribute to feeling stuck. So taking action, even if it's a small step, can help break the cycle of inertia. Then you want to do self-reflection and self-care. Engaging in self-reflection practices such as journaling, meditation, mindfulness can help people like us gain clarity about our thoughts and emotions. Practicing self-care activities that promote physical, mental, and emotional well-being can also boost resilience and help combat of being stuck. Then embracing the failure and learning from setbacks. Failure is a natural part of growth and should be viewed as an opportunity for learning and improving. Embracing the failure as a stepping stone towards success can help us overcome the fear of making mistakes and empowering them to keep moving forward. And then explore new opportunities. Sometimes feeling stuck can be a sign that it's time for a change. Exploring new opportunities, hobbies, or career path can help us discover new passions and unlock our full potential. So it's very important for people like us feeling stuck to be patient and kind to ourselves during this process. Overcoming obstacles and breaking free from limitations takes time, effort, and persistence. By taking proactive steps and seeking support when needed, individuals can gradually move past feeling stuck and unlock their full potential. So I hope this helps. It does help me. And I will see you all later. Take care and God bless.